anybody hear me? I'm not sure you can. Hello.
Hi, Charlene.
Good morning. Not sure. This headset, I'm down to my last. How are you? I was really there for you guys. Oh, I heard somebody else say good morning right behind you.
Good morning, Dan from Little Rock, Washington.
Another voice there, too.
Oh, Betty in Pittsburgh.
Betty, good morning.
Good morning, Char.
Like just half a holiday. I guess it is. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Char.
This is
Maddie Black.
I'm sorry about it there.
I haven't been on in a while. I've forgotten how my voice sounds. That's all.
Oh, that's...
It certainly does.
What's happening? All of it. I understand. Good morning. Good morning. And a very busy end of the last day of the year for everybody. We'll have another order to get in. But any of you don't want to miss out on that extra.
Sure, is there a max that we can do the 15% on?
No, it can be as much as you want.
You're saving.
Okay, is that better?
Yep.
It can be as much as we want to do.
Okay.
So, yeah. Good morning. Hearing lots of clicks like everybody's ready to start the new year right. I'm just thinking this last few days how many people are going to be wanting to make changes in their life. And I've heard Denny have the TV on at night and hear all the advertisements for Weight Watchers. This is not a diet. This is a new life. Or a life. I don't know exactly how they say it. Or a lifestyle. I don't know they use that word so don't. It's become more common than the word wellness for the industry. So, welcome this morning, everybody, to Advanced Lifestyle. The purpose for our call is to bring the latest on nutrition and technologies provided by NECAN to make us have a better life. And boy, am I ever convinced. I thought about the abuse that I've given my body over the last couple of weeks, everything that has been going on, and how my body has responded as it would have a year or two or three or four or five or however many years ago. In other words, in a much better way than not having toxins. And Jeannie, you read... just a little bit, or you read something in the Vegetarian Times that alluded to how a lady, I'm trying to think of her name now, I can't, the article on vegetarian versus, not talking about what you're getting rid of or taking out, but talking about what you are accomplishing and giving first place attention to the veggies. Remember that?
Yeah.
You remember the wordage, how you stated the wordage on it?
She had said that a lot of the vegetarian, she didn't like to call herself a vegetarian because a lot of vegetarians don't even eat vegetables. And so she said, they would say, well, I'm not eating meat, I'm abstaining from meat. And she said, it's not necessarily what you're not eating, it's tell me what you are eating. That's important. Is that the section?
That's the section. I was trying to remember how. Exactly how that was written because I grabbed the book and read that article also. As I'm standing here with spots on bringing the last bit of oil for if any.
Charles, I'm curious. If they're not eating meat and they're not eating veggies, what are they eating?
So they are eating veggies. One of the emphasis on veggies. And a lot of veggies. Oh, you mean the ones that are not. They're eating processed food. So out of packages, out of containers.
But those are still, well, they're called veggies, and they're called meat, and even the containers, they're still veggies in the containers, and they're still meat in
the... Yeah, well, yeah, they can be called veggies. She's talking about them in natural bodies. They're eating a lot of stuff in packages other than, like, that kind of stuff. You're not getting much meat. That's it. That's not put in. Getting a bunch of process. Right. It's like what we look at in the carts. Look in the carts.
It's fading, Char.
You look in the carts and you see what people have got for processed food. Right? And most of it is not fresh, and most of it's not what we're consuming. And that's why we've got the health issues in our country that we...
And that's why people say it's more expensive to eat this way.
Right.
Yeah, right. What a laugh.
Well, really.
No, what a laugh, because you think about what I use for my main protein source with beans and rice, and starting with it from the dry state, not even the canned, look what we're paying a pound as opposed to what they're paying for a pound of processed potato chips. All the stuff that we are not using anymore, there is no comparison. Even buying it organic, there is no comparison. And leaving out, she doesn't like to talk about what's left out, but leaving out the animal and dairy, which are two of your most expensive per pound items, when you price cheese and price animal products, there's a huge difference.
I don't know about where you guys are, but they have started here that they don't even advertise the price of milk in the ads anymore. They say we have milk. So apparently it's gotten very expensive.
But did you hear about that article? I think it's in California, whereby they passed a law quietly, but no one knew about it, that they're trying to get rid of raw milk. And everybody's been up in arms about it now, but that it's over, but they've already passed the laws.
Oh, you mean that they passed a law for against raw milk?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's non-existent where we are. It's totally non-existent here. It has been for a long, long time.
Your line has been muted.
Ow. Cow down.
But I thought if you got a cow, it's your son, would probably send him over to the Philippines or Africa or wherever they...
Well, it was for my grandkids is what I wanted, as well as for consumption of my own. I was told to do that at one point.
Well, I do think that the last time I was on the call, Jeannie, you said something that was profound to me. And because I was talking again about what you just mentioned, Nancy, about people saying that this is more expensive. And I do believe, and I have explained to you, that at that particular day I'd gone out and gotten $43 worth of fruits and veggies, and my daughter would not be able to do that. And Jeannie says, well, there is, she could get a sack of potatoes and some rice. There's nothing cheaper than that. And though, Char, you and I have been sparring a little bit, because I kind of believe, too, that this is more expensive than a processed food. If you ask somebody whether or not, they're going to get a salad at McDonald's versus, I don't know, they have their burger, Big King, Burger Mac, I don't know, whatever, what would they choose? And if a person doesn't have a lot of money and they have $5, they're going to go for that Big Mac or whatever kind of burger and fries they have, because that is more filling and more bulk to the stomach rather than pay the same amount of money for a salad. But when I was telling Jeannie that my daughter wouldn't be able to afford it, she says, what about a sack of potatoes and some rice? And I just came back yesterday, and I proposed that to my daughter. And just like with me, the light bulbs went off in my head when Jeannie said that, and the light bulbs went off in her. So, Jeannie, I want to thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Another one, and that's perfect true. that's perfect true, because it's like potato chips to a pound of bananas. I mean, there is no comparison weight-wise with what you're getting. And then even think in terms of eating out. You know, I even question the salad as opposed to the Big Mac or something like that. I don't know what the difference is. I know if you go in and order a vegetarian meal, it's always less than the meat base in a restaurant, or a regular restaurant. I'm not talking about fast food, because I've been amazed that sometimes they think that when you just say leave out the meat, that they can charge you the same price. I get a real laugh out of that, because there isn't a vegetarian dinner on the menu, and normally there is, but I'm just saying any vegetarian dinner is going to be less expensive than any meat dinner on there.
And Char, because I'm taking this, what is that guy's name, James Stevens course, Ask and You Shall Receive, Don't Ask and the Answer is Always No. All this time that we've been traveling and I've been ordering meals without the meat, and I ask them for an adjustment, not one person has said to me I had to pay the whole meal. Not one.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so you have to ask right up front.
You're exactly right. See, I've let them offer. That's exactly what I've done. I've let them offer just to see if they have, and I've not had
any adjustments.
I've not had any adjustments. You're right. There's no reason we shouldn't. And you know what? This brings it to their attention that there are more people that are interested in this way of eating. So it will become more common, as we can already see. I mean, look at the articles that are pushing negative on meat. Denny was reading in one of his last night that was being advertised on meat. And I said, oh, I've already got that one here. Don't you dare call in for that. And pulled it from the shelf and handed it to him, and he started going through it. He says, they're advertising, or they're stating not to eat more than 2 ounces of red meat a month. And I had to really laugh about that one. It's one of these advertising.
So I'll tell you something, Char. They've only taken off about $3. It's amazing to me that all of that price they put on it must be, well, like, it has to be for the building, for the heat, for the waitress, and all of that.
Oh,
if they only, if they're taking off the shrimp, and it's $2 or $3, most $3, that stops. Whatever you get, it must be the food, and you have to pay for all that other stuff.
Oh, yes. It's like the packaging. You guys realize, same, I was reading an article last night on the drug. The advertising on the drug is, I can't remember how many times greater than what the cost of the drug is that you're paying for. I mean, it was many times greater. And so is the packaging advertising on the that you're looking at when buying it in a other than a bag of beans or rice, like what Maddie was relating to. So, anybody with questions this morning or comments besides what we've already been given here?
Well, one other thing, and I'm finished. Last night when I came in this morning, I made the chili bean soup that Mary Lou sent down. You know, you have to use the 2 crock pots.
Uh-huh.
Well, and everybody knew that I was talking about that stuff in the cans that's not good for us. So I happened to have gone to the store, and it had a ragu sauce with maybe about 5 ingredients. It's light, and it only has the tomatoes and blah, 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 but it's supposed to be over pasta. Well, I took those 6 cans, and I put them in there. And then I did the other stuff. It came out identical to putting all those cans and stuff, and this is in a glass container as opposed to the cans, because I've been looking for that substitute.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to doing all that cooking, you got to do the sauce, and then you got to do the other stuff. I put in it. It's unbelievable. It's very good.
There is a difference, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
A real difference in the flavor. I know. I've seen that, too. And the, somebody else had a comment, too, they were going to make. I heard that come up. Comment or question?
Well, I have, I didn't know if I was going to bring this up or not yet, but I have some friends that are vegetarian and found out that their the mother-in-law is starting to feed his children a little bit of chicken and fish. And the reason why is because they are hearing that soy is not good for you, and they get their protein, they think they're getting their protein from soy products, tofu and all of this, and a lot of processed things too. I just had to put this together last night in my mind. I thought, that is why, because they don't understand that you can get protein from your plants. And so I'm recommending the China study to them to read.
Good.
And it's really quite interesting, because I always wondered why, you know, I guess I didn't wonder it, I just didn't think about it. So it's exciting to be able to educate them to the point of you don't have to substitute your tofu and all of that with eight. You can just eat more vegetables and eat the ones, you know, in that chart in the book. Oh, I don't know, page 230, I think it is.
You're right.
Isn't that interesting, though?
It is. It is very interesting because it's just like the misconception that we've got to combine beans and rice and grains with this and that, put these different ones together at the same meal to get our protein, which is an old, old myth. It got started quite by accident, and got a really good foothold. Today is still recited by many, many people who don't have enough of education to know the difference. There is one other one to the difference why out there on the soy that is used in Japan is not the same as what we hear, and that's why you're getting yes, and a good part of it is the processing. Also, an added part, as we're learning, is the GMO, which is incorporated, the soy crop, the four crops that are changed, is soy, canola oil, corn, rice. Some papaya coming by. Yellow wash, some of it, has been genetically altered, so or modified. So those are the ones that put soy in there, and then the other thing that happens soy, why it has been cited as a negative, is the overprocessing. I mean, you could buy soy everything in the store as a replacement and a source for protein. Not a good idea. Now, tofu especially, if you find the cartons that say GMO-free, and they are out there, if the print isn't as large as organic is, unfortunately, so you do have to read it. But once you identify the brands that are GMO-free, you should have no problem in finding that for a source if you want to use some of that for protein. And that's exactly what I did when I got through that part of the information and realized that that was the biggest culprit to the negative on the soy was the processing, as well as how it's raised, where it's coming from a genetically modified seed that they're using. So that brings up another issue that can be a pretty quick inform. I mean, just take a lot of details on it. Just say, hey, watch for one. There's never been a health issue with that in Japan, but they don't overdo it either. They don't rely on it, just like you were saying. They just have never thought of relying on that for their protein. They know that they eat rice and they eat a lot of veggies, but their diet has been mainly made up of. And so they're doing fine. Questions, comments?
I'm just wondering if people who are sensitive to soy, if it has to do maybe with more where it's grown or how it's grown than getting pure soy.
It's really what I've read and understand now, Nancy, and that's a really good statement question. It's a huge amount of it has to do do with the alteration of...
Interesting.
A huge amount. And so much of it is just that. In fact, it's really pretty difficult to find the ones that are not GMO. But in tofu especially, they are marking it because they're realizing that people are aware of it, especially in that industry. And I doubt that you're going to find it on processed package for the most part. Not going to be there. But we can eliminate that anyway. I have not bought any more for months of the crumbles and the stuff that resembles the meat. I've bought some other grains that, like tempeh. Processed tempeh, which is
T-E-M-T-E-H.
Thank you. That I've used a little bit, but actually haven't used several packages. And some of the glue that has used been used for years by the Seventh-day Adventists. Who again have a much higher level of health than the average American for the way that they eat. Okay, and they have been through some of that process, some of that in the tempeh and the tofu, their diet. But again, it depends on, I guess it will, Asian. So that was another reason they were adding it. But careful about what
would it say on the package. I'm looking at a pack. I just bought some organic tempeh, and there was one that's flax, and there's one that's three grains.
And
so it's got not just soybeans in it, but it says certified organic is the only thing it says on the package. I'm looking.
That would not mean necessarily that it's GMO. You can look for the manufacturer, like found out again, GMO,
okay.
And I didn't realize that I already had in.
Yeah.
It's written as a great big brand name. Clear with other than.
Yeah. On my tofu, I have Mori New. And it says non-GMO. I see it. Okay.
The print is not just out at you like some these cups.
Right. It's kind of blending in to the vegetables on the picture.
But
interesting.
Those are just another little part. Because once you've done it, you know, it takes a minute or two to find it. But once you've done it, it's done. You know,
right.
It's the ones you go for. So, you know, it isn't hard. Just a matter of education. What else?
I have a question. My son was looking at the catalog. I was surprised that there's no vitamin for children. And I said, Vance always says that we don't need them. So do you know what he gives the kids? Does he use the multi for them?
He doesn't use the multi. He uses primarily the jade and the immunity and, the aga.
So he's not using a multi, like, for the kids. Okay.
I won't say that he's not using a multi. He's not using our multi. Our other family. It's been prescribed by the NASA. But the reason that we do not have one, they don't want to just use products like and in order to any changes, especially vitamins, something, lots.
You're fading.
Can you do on anything else? Sorry, I need a new headset. It's coming the next trip to the store. So that's the reason we do not specifically have a new. Or have a children's vitamin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I explained, you know, they're whole foods, so nothing that he would give the kids would be detrimental. He does use the immunity with them and the jade.
Okay, good.
Now, also, on something, I was flipping channels last night, and Debbie Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, green bags, are those the ones we talked about?
Those are. Did you get a phone number for them?
800.
Okay, just a second, I got to have something lighted on. What is it?
396-0463. Now, they were advertising 5 medium and 5 large for $9.95, and if you call within the next 10 minutes, we'll double that. So I would certainly request that you get 10 of each.
Actually, and they double that amount.
Yeah.
Same price.
No.
Or no, 20 total.
Right.
So it brings them down to 2. Guys, that
did you call in, Nancy?
No, I didn't. I wanted to clear it first.
Yeah.
This is my problem. It's that all these call-in things is that usually the shipping is usually $14 to $15. You know, maybe it's not with this, but I do know every time I call in for something, the shipping is so outrageous. It's unbelievable.
That's where they bring it up. But it was 396-0465.
396-0463. 800.
Okay. It's still going to be much better.
The only way you can get them.
Yeah, and
shipping costs have gone up astronomically anyway.
Right.
Yes, they have.
My oranges that I always get, Char?
Yes.
I used to be able to order no matter how many pounds, you know, no matter what size pot, box or anything else, was always like maybe gone up to $9 an order. Now it's by weight. I'm paying, I hate to tell you, over $30 for shipping of my oranges.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, but you know what? You know how I love them, so it's worth it for me. But
yeah, you only do it once a year probably, don't you?
Well, they're only available in January.
Yeah. Well, and you guys, if your results are anything like mine has been with the bags, you will be glad that you did it because I am using my original when they said use them 10 times. Oh, my gosh. I'll probably be using them for a year on the same set.
Up to, like, I think they said 30 days, 45. And what they said was, and I, you know, it was very quick because it was one commercial after another, that it's the gas that the vegetable gives off that causes decay.
Right. I didn't think about putting bananas in them, but I should have because I've got 2 overripe ones that I've got to bake with or else.
Take some banana milk.
There you go. Good idea.
Now, I read the other day that if you take your bananas and put them in the refrigerator, the skin will turn black, but the inside will stay.
It's the same as it is when you put it in, yeah.
Yeah, I did that one. That helped.
I didn't know that before. Oh, cool.
They're not quite as good when they're cold like that.
I know. That's true.
Can I just slice mine up and put mine up and put them in the freezer until I'm ready?
Another idea.
When I put them on hot cereal, I don't mind that they're a little softer either. They blend in with the other. And, guys, I'll put a plug in here. So will Jeannie, I know, for those milk makers. Boy, I'll tell you, I did a batch of McDougal cookies yesterday with the Okara, which is what is left from making the milk, and it's like running the optimizer with just a little bit of cleanup on it. You can use it in so many different things, and the almond rice milk, and I'll just about bet that's still going to be a lot less expensive than buying anything already produced at the store. I've got some out there. So that's, excuse me, guys, carry on. I do it. No, because I'm talking.
Yes, I have almonds soaking right now. I got to soak some rice to make some too.
You guys, I will not be making milk.
Other than bananas. Said that. Except with the bananas.
Right.
Remember that you said that, Maddie. I always love to challenge people when they say I'll never, because that's about the first thing that happens after people see how this is done. And I told him, I said, now, if you visit me on the East Coast, if we're back there, this is still an if thing with us, if you visit me on the East Coast, but it's looking stronger, I will say, you will see my milk maker. So it's a part of traveling right now. So that's where I am, because I really don't like what's on the label of the milk. I have yet to have found one that says GMO-free, which is another major issue. form of. So you guys go looking for it, because I'm sure it's got to be out there on the brands. A couple that I've looked at were not.
So are you planning to relocate to the East Coast?
Only very, very temporarily.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I'm on the road, you won't hear from me, and you will not probably hear from me. Good call, but you do not have. So far, we have not found a really good way of upper charges. I'll have to monitor that to some degree anyway here. So, other comments or questions at this point? We're up to about the end of the half hour, and so I bet somebody's got something they'd like to add for the...
I have a question.
Yes, thank you.
It's Mary Lou. I actually have two of them. I got on a little bit late, and I've been running around here. The bags Nancy's talking about, I got that phone number, but tell me about those. Are those like a far infrared, or...
No, they actually control the gases that are emitted as food is maturing or decaying as it ages. That's what slows down that process and retains the food value as well as retaining the freshness in it. And they advertise store your food, which sounds horrible, up to 30 days. Huh. And I can attest to the value of being able to retain it and have a greater variety in your refrigerator or on your back porch or your cellar right now, wherever you're keeping them cool, because they work incredibly. Diane Furness was the first person to bring it to my attention. Now I've got people scattered all over that are getting the same results back that I'm getting. So, and they will use many, 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 many times over. They have tried to use them for 30 days or use them for 10 times a piece, and I'm going, excuse me. They do not feel like a plastic bag. They do not cling to anything. And you don't put twisties on them, guys. Make sure you read the directions. You do not put twisties on them. You just fold them over and lay them in your refrigerator. So they compress down, take up a lot less than containers would. And what I do is wash everything in Primag water. I even rinse off the fruit, like sometimes I wouldn't go through a lemon or a lime before it was bad, and I even rinse those off in Primag water and then put them in the bag. Let them air dry. I don't want them in there soaking wet. If you've got too much moisture, like with a lettuce that you've done and it isn't dry enough, dry long enough and there's still water clinging to it, I put a paper towel in with it to absorb the moisture.
Okay, and my second question is, I got on late. Are you on the road?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're getting closer. We're still waiting for one piece of final paper.
Okay, all right. That was it.
So thank you for your concern. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else? And I'm signing off.
Yeah, I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year, and hopefully prosperous new year into the future. And it's been a wonderful time at being on the call, and thank everybody for it.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thank
and
you.
That comes from Denny and I also, the most bountiful year we have ever had in 2008. We are claiming that and knowing that we can make it happen with what we've got and using God's given direction with our wisdom and knowledge that we're gaining also. So, guys, I will sign off and say goodbye and have a wonderful year's celebration, quiet and home like ours will be. And,
Do you want to call tomorrow?
You can check and see if anybody wants to join you as their New Year's resolution. I wouldn't think you have to do anything very structured. Just say hi and wish him happy New Year.
All right.
That's up to you, Nancy. I'll leave it totally in your hands.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Talk to you guys all soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll be happy to be here.
Nancy?
Yeah.
You.
I'll be with you.
Okay. Happy New Year, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Happy New Year. Bye.